From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo. August 19th.
Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets.
Five tools for building and deploying AI agents in production.
This article walks through five tools, one for each layer of the stack, from building the agent's logic to running all of it at scale.
Building an agent that works in a notebook takes an afternoon.
Getting that same agent to survive real traffic, recover from a crash at 3 a.m., and not leak someone else's data while it runs large language model LLM generated code is a different job entirely, and it's the job most teams underestimate.
For years, system design interviews meant design YouTube, design Uber, or design WhatsApp.
Companies hiring AI engineers, applied scientists, and Gen AI engineers now ask a different set of questions. Design ChatGPT, design a customer support AI, design GitHub Copilot, design an AI co,
the reviewer, design a legal document assistant.
Most engineers can call an LLM a PI.
Only a very small percentage of generative AI pilots actually reach production, and a gap usually isn't the model.
Next, second from KD Nuggets. How to answer AI system design interview questions.
The interview moved from design YouTube to design ChatGPT.
Here's the framework. Fewer can explain the surrounding architecture and defend the design choices under pressure.
Up next,
third from TechCrunch AI.
Amazon makes its AI-powered Alexa Plus Read on Fire TV, no Prime required.
AI is coming to your TV, whether you want it or not. On Wednesday, Amazon said its AI assistant, Alexa Plus, will be rolled out to all compatible Fire TV devices in the US for free, whether or not the customer has a Prime subscription. The update brings conversational search, smart home controls, and AI-powered recommendations, the company says.
Previously, Alexa Plus cost $19.99 per month for anyone who didn't have an Amazon Prime membership and was initially made available to the new Fire TV devices the company announced last fall.
And then, fourth from the Decoder, and through pick passes OpenAI on revenue for the first time, OpenAI's revenue rose to $6.7 billion in the quarter ending in June, up from $5.7 billion in the first quarter. Its operating margin slipped further into the red, keeping the company out of profit ahead of an expected IPO. Anthropic hit $11.6 billion and posted a small operating profit. Year over year, Anthropic says it has grown its annualized revenue rate sevenfold to $65 billion. Slower growth at ChatGPT and the success of Anthropic's coding tool Claude Code are putting pressure on OpenAI. Anthropic also earns far more per use from its Claude models, according to Versal. Next, fifth from the Decoder, Anthropic says any lab can now let a language model agent run the whole protein design stack. Anthropic had its Claude models design small proteins on their own that dock onto target structures in the body, a key step in early drug development.
The hit rate reached up to 35%, far above the industry average of 10 to 15%.
Claude only steered existing specialized tools, and an independent review is still pending.
The article, Anthropic says any lab can now let a language model agent run the whole protein design stack, appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next, sixth from the Decoder.
AI labs are failing to keep their own systems in check.
No AI company fully applies basic control measures to its own internal AI systems.
That's the takeaway from the first assessment by the nonprofit GuideLight.
The group looked at Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, xAI, and Meta, drawing only on public sources like system cards, safety reports, and blog posts.
GuideLight checked six basic practices.
These include logging internal AI activity, gating risky actions through a review mechanism,
emergency shutdowns known as circuit breaking,
and plans to contain misaligned models.
And then,
seventh from the Decoder.
GLM 5.3 tops the open model rankings and undercuts rivals on price, but its release is delayed.
GLM 5.3, the AI model from Chinese startup Z.AI, scores 60 points on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. That ties it with Kimi K3 for the top spot among open models, and it's 7 points ahead of the previous GLM 5.2.
The article GLM 5.3 tops the open model rankings and undercuts rivals on price, but its release is delayed, appeared first on the Decoder.
Next, eighth from the Decoder.
China lets NVIDIA's H200 chips trickle onto the mainland to help its AI firms keep pace with the US. China is letting small batches of NVIDIA's H200 chips onto the mainland to help domestic AI firms in the race with the US.
The article China lets NVIDIA's H200 chips trickle onto the mainland to help its AI firms keep pace with the US appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next, ninth from Towards Data Science.
Jigsaw G's building a puzzle assistant using computer vision.
The puzzle itself is not the issue.
After all, you sat down to solve the puzzle because you enjoy the intellectual challenge. The frustration creeps in the moment the puzzle goes from being something that is pleasurably challenging to something that feels intractable, and progress grinds to a halt. That is when a well-placed nudge in the right direction can bring back the joy.
And then, tenth from Towards Data Science.
Understanding anti-AI public opinion.
Many journalists and politicians are looking for a single factor to explain this pattern.
Is it the power bills?
AI slop taking over our social media feeds?
The irritating noise data centers make?
Chatbots confidently asserting stupid things?
AI executive billionaires jetting around the world while grocery prices rise?
City governments giving away local resources to corporate interests without considering or consulting their constituents. Attempting to simplify people's complex opinions in this way is counterproductive. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New year.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.